43, please, Carla. Amanda, thank you.
Thank you. Authorize the Water Bureau to acquire certain permanent property rights necessary for construction of the Pennridge Mains Replacement Project.
Mayor, we've taken a two-hour presentation and boiled it down to an hour and a half. And I just want to turn it over to Teresa Elliott, the chief engineer of the Portland Water Bureau, for what will take at most 3 minutes.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm Teresa Elliott, chief engineer, Portland Water Bureau. I guess it's probably afternoon by now. And yes, it will probably be about 3 minutes max. We have Portland Water Bureau annexed the Sylvan Water District in 1986, and the Pennridge Main Replacement Project is in the Southwest Hills, in that that takes over the Sylvan Water District. We've done a couple planning studies that have identified some mains that are undersized and don't meet the current fire flow, the desired fire flow demands that are now currently in place. And we also have some services that are operating just above the Oregon Health Department's recommended minimum service levels for pressure. And so this project will both improve the fire flow and the water service pressures in the area. It'll improve our service reliability and fire suppression capacity. And to do that, we're planning to increase the pipe sizes that are there to bring them up to more code. Our primary impacts that we're expecting to the neighbors will be construction traffic during the project. And with that, I'm going to let Ben talk about this ordinance.
That was a tough act to follow. My name is Ben Gossett. I'm the right-of-way manager for the Portland Water Bureau. And I'll just add to Teresa's comments that when these mains were taken over by annexation in 1986, many of them, in addition to being undersized, are located in private roads. This project will acquire four easements in private roads from three individual owners that will enable us to maintain the new facilities that we construct. We'll be conducting all of our negotiations in accordance with city best practices and conforming to state and federal law. This ordinance does authorize the use of the city's eminent domain authority. I don't anticipate that that will be necessary. The easements are located within a traveled roadway where other roadway easements already exist. And as Teresa noted, there are considerable benefits to the adjacent property owners.
Colleagues, let me just underscore something, because this is a routine matter. The Bureau's policy is to negotiate with the property owners in good faith to seek a fair deal. What we also do, though, when we come to council with these matters is we also have as a backstop an eminent domain authority. It's rarely, if ever, used, and the negotiations are normally fruitful.
And with that, we're here for questions.
Very good. Colleagues, any further questions?
Do we know whether the owners are likely to be happy about this?
I'm sorry?
Do we know whether the owners have the agreement, are likely to be agreeing?
We have not reached formal agreement. They are aware of the project. They are aware of this ordinance. They were advised of their right to be here today to testify. They are aware of the location of the easements. We'll go through a process to value the easements and make a formal offer.
Thank you.
Yes.
Very good. Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Okay. Anything else, colleagues? This is a first reading of the non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you very much for your
Thank
testimony.
You.
Thank you.
And your patience.